This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It'd be nice to get an 0-2 night from Brad after the 2-0 last night. So, anyway, if you're fading Brad, you are taking the Cleveland Cavaliers -7.5 and the Minnesota Timberwolves -6.5. So, Brad going back to the dogs for both games tonight. You would take both favorites. I like the favorites. I think we get an 0-2 night tonight. All right, we'll come back. Cool. Jason Fitz is going to join us at 125. We'll talk NFL with him, maybe a little bit of NBA as well. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day. You're running out of time, man. I know it sneaks up on you. Good news is Robert Irwin's here for you. Take care of mom this year. It doesn't matter what kind of mom. Working mom, stay-at-home mom, stepmom, grandmom. It doesn't matter what kind of mom. They all deserve diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers. So get over there for the Mother's Day diamond sale going on now and get mom those bigger, brighter diamonds.
2-carat lab-grown diamond stud earrings, $799 while supplies last. Great deal. She's going to absolutely love them. Man, mom's going to look at you like, wow, son, wow, daughter. You really do love me, these big diamond earrings. Flexi diamond bangle bracelets as well. It's a new collection. They've got a bangle bracelet. It's flexible contour to fit a wrist. You can wear one or stack a few up from $899 to $5,999. You need to go a little lower, right? Got a couple hundred to spend. They've got the perfect gift for pet moms at $119. It's a diamond paw necklace that she'll love. Tons of gifts for whatever the budget. Free financing, 12 months, 0% interest, or take up to 60 months to pay. So Howie's got all the options for you, too. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Mother's Day sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations, 3 locally, online at rijewelers.com.
All right, we're going to talk to Jason Fitz in just a little bit about the NFL, NBA playoffs. But you had some good news for me that I was truly not aware of before you told me. It's going on in Memphis. Was it next week or this week?
It's next weekend. So same weekend, I believe, is Smokeslam.
Okay. So busy week.
I think it's 3 straight years. I know for sure last year they were here that Nike has done one of their EYBL sessions. We've talked a long time about the EYBL. It's the most prestigious grassroots circuit. Memphis has it. Team. I just knocked over my coat.
You're so excited.
There wasn't much left in it.
Yeah. We'll get it.
Team
we'll get
Thad, obviously, the Nike sponsor team here. And Team Thad is a team that's always trying to win the Peach Jam. That event will be here again in Memphis next weekend at the Memphis Sports and Events Center. The difference is it'll be a live period, which means that my understanding, I've confirmed this with Herd, is that all of the college basketball world in terms of the coaches will also be here because that is a time they can watch. Now, that had not previously been the case. I think last year, 5,000-plus hotel rooms with all the players is what J.J. Greer with Memphis Tourism told us. He runs the sporting events that Memphis draws here. He's in charge of that. 5,000-plus rooms, it was $2.8 million in economic impact. You're talking about several hundred thousands more, and I would maybe even get to close to a mil more when you're talking about not just the head coaches, the Bruce Pearls, the Kelvin Sampsons, take your pick, John Shires, you're going to have the bulk of these guys' staffs because they're all here to see the next big thing. No, you know, colleges, basketball programs aren't recruiting freshmen the same way they once did, but keep in mind, most of these guys are like your five and your four stars.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are still pulling the college coaches out to see them. And so it's a whole nother – oh, Brad, you didn't have to do that. I would have got in the break. I appreciate it, though. It's a whole nother layer of presence in terms of next week in Memphis. You essentially become the center of the college basketball world because it'll all be here watching all the prospects in the EYBL.
Yeah, that's huge, bro. I mean, we got a lot going on in Memphis.
Brad, just leave it, man. I'll get the rest. I appreciate it, brother.
I just don't want it stand
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I'll jump on it. Jump on it and get that thing cleaned up.
What people don't understand about 99 is this is a team.
Yeah.
You know, and when disaster strikes,
says a lot about
our team jumps.
Says a lot about the boss when the boss is willing to come in and clean up.
That's right.
The employee mess.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Says a lot about the kind of guy Brad is. We appreciate it. Respect, Burger to Brad. It's a round of applause done manually since he's having to do two. He's like Jokic, man.
Yeah.
He can do it all.
No, while we're on this subject real quick, and I hate interrupting the show with this, but Dolores, who does a fabulous job with our facilities management, and she's mentioned to me about cleaning our areas, so I'm probably on edge about it a little
apparently
bit.
Apparently left quite an impression with you because you jumped on it.
Did she hurt you?
I got eviscerated, like an air check session with Miss Dolores the other day.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So if my emails generally aren't random. They're generally
don't throw me under the bus.
No, I don't do that. I took the blows, but...
Let her know I'm going to get on.
We'll get on. I just wanted to, before it got too tacky, I figured I'd
put something. Back to what they're going to be charging, maybe a question. We can get JJ on, talk about the economic impact and how much he expects it to go up now that you're going to have every college basketball coach in the country in Memphis next weekend. But also, you know, for fans, for those of us, we're still basketball crazed here, particularly when it comes to the five and the four stars. Remember, Carmelo's son was out there. Brax, what was it, a few years ago, Bryce was out there.
Yep.
You'll have all the top guys out there. I'll be interested to know what they're charging, they're charging for the Memphis citizen to come in and watch all of this basketball. Because back in the Peace Jam days, and John can tell you this, man, and they did, as it got more and more congested, people coming to watch and figuring out what's going on, and it would be the culmination of the EYBL. You'd have the championship Peach Jam, North Augusta, South Carolina. You could, as a fan, come and watch it and actually get close to some of these college coaches. And I think, frankly, you know, in that activity center that they use over for the Peach Jam final, I'm curious how this will be, because you're gonna have a herd of college coaches, right there to be viewed or to be, you know, rub shoulders with, whatever. I'm just the access, how they're sort of, are they kept away? Is it a mingling of everybody? I'll be interested to see, because that's it. You're not just going to see the prospects. You might actually see your favorite coach up in there. Not just Penny Hardaway, but your coach of any college pro. Barnes will be here, all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know who the big boys are now in terms of, you know, around, I guess, Fred Smith's P7, right? So I don't know, who the big boys are around here as much anymore, but somebody will be all the big guys are coming here. So
that facility is outrageous. It's outrageous over there.
So what is this? This, I mean, 2026 would be the recruiting class, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's cool.
I don't know who plays where, but let's see. Let's see who that might include, right?
Well, I mean, all the top guys, I'm sure they're all on Nike-sponsored EYBL teams.
With Keeper?
Keeper?
Keeper, locally.
Yeah.
I don't know who he plays for on the grassroots.
Yeah,
it looks like Tyron Stokes is the number one player in the country. He plays for somebody on EYBL, so he would probably be here.
Bro, they will all be here.
Brandon McCoy. I'm trying to think, like, do I recognize any names? Not really.
No, that ain't your game anymore.
These are getting away from me.
Hurd will do that a better job of that with us tomorrow.
Yeah, cool.
In terms of you asking which guys, I can let you know it's going to be the majority of them. Because most of them are on the Nike circuit.
Right.
You're not a top 10 guy and not with a Nike-sponsored EYBL team.
Jason Richardson has another son that's playing in it, Jackson Richardson.
Yeah, so, he's good too.
Yeah. Beyond that, I don't really see a ton of the legacies yet. Oh, is that Eddie House's kid? Caden House.
We had Melo last year.
Top 40?
Kid. Yeah.
Yeah, so you do have actually a few, not a ton this year. What about LeBron's kid? Will he be back? Bryce Maximus?
I have no. What year is he? Is he not done? Is this not his last year? Is he not a senior?
Yeah, no, you're right. He's committed to Arizona. You're right. It'd be interesting to see if how he.
We saw him. He didn't get over the hump, man. He didn't become the player we thought he would.
No, he didn't.
He's headed to Arizona, though.
Yeah, he is headed to Arizona. And so he'll be starting there as a freshman this fall. Yeah, you know, I mean, I know Bronny had the condition, so it was hard to know exactly, you know, where that was going to go. But, I mean, we'll see. He'll have a chance, it feels like, to.
It feels like Penny's sort of out of this game, that he's done with the going after five stars like he started the process.
I mean, he'll probably be there for, like,
he will be there because it's his. Yeah. In many ways, he's hosting it, much like like Norton Hurd IV feels like he's hosting it as the Team Thad guy. You're the hometown guy. All these coaches are going to be asking him, hey, man, what's the buzz tonight? Where are we going? We're going to Smoke Slam. What's this thing going on downtown? So what's going to be happening?
Yeah.
But I'm sure Penny will host a group of coaches he is friendly with at some point, whether it's at his home or out on the town. You can rest sure that's happening. You're going to have the presence there, of course.
Yeah, so, that's one where, it used to be very different, where you would, like, Penny would be front center, and anybody that came through there, you feel like Memphis would have a chance at.
Are there any hotels yet around it? Still not, right? Wasn't that the initial plan? I know there were.
Do you count the Memphian over there by Cooper Young? That's relatively new, but that's been the past 5 years. Yeah, that was there before this venue.
Am I wrong that part of the initial plan was to do some of that around the Memphis Sports and Events Center, have it right there on site, and it hadn't happened yet?
No.
Obviously, just filling the rooms, it was 5,000 when it was just the players themselves last year, 5,000 plus hotel rooms.
Right.
Wow. I mean, for Kevin Kane, for J.J. Greer, this is jackpot time because it's about, economic impact for the whole city. It's not just drawing a, a nice sporting event here. And I imagine, again, I don't know what the, what in terms of the Riverbeat, of what it made.
I don't know.
But this right here, this is folks coming from out of town. Parents, grandparents, now every college coach in America filling up Memphis hotel rooms.
Yeah. Wow.
Someone will do a story about the economic impact of it. But I'm sure you will have heard that first here.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. It's good to see Memphis still be in the mix, right, for these things. Even if we don't produce the caliber.
You're talking about, the talent, dude. That's cyclical. Braylon, yeah. Braylon will be he'll have a chance to be a McDonald's All-American.
Yeah, Chris, as a listener, he texted me and said that Keeper Jackson plays for Kenny Smith's Jet Academy, EYBO.
Yeah, once he left and went to, was it Florida?
Yeah.
He lost track of what he's doing grassroots-wise.
Yeah, but he'll be back.
Yeah, he's a stud.
As part of that, that event. So, no, it's cool. I mean, it's a good thing that Memphis built that facility and, it gets used quite a bit. We'll talk to Hurd about, all of that tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to, catching up with him. But got that coming in. And then there was some college basketball news today, actually. Todd Golden and the Florida Gators reached a massive extension coming off that national championship. 6 years, $40.5 million is the money. And that will keep him in Gainesville through 2030, 2031. He is one of the five highest paid coaches in college basketball, $6.75 million annually, which is just amazing when you consider where he was to start the season. I mean, he had the investigation going, he had all the stuff going, he was eventually cleared, and now he gets rewarded with the deal. He said, "My family and I are grateful to be a part of Gator Nation for the opportunity to lead this great program 3 years ago. As we've shown during our time in Gainesville, the University of Florida is an institution that has the resources, support, and people in place to compete and win national championships. I am so appreciative of each and every player and staff member who have been critical to the success that we've experienced here. My family and I look forward to our future here at UF and to the continued success of our men's basketball program." I mean, he was a random hire when he took over in 2022. I mean, I had honestly never heard of him. I mean, I knew, San Francisco, okay, like, that's strange. But he has been truly one of the greatest hires that we've seen in the last decade just because he's come in and he's made Florida basketball relevant again, not easy to do in the SEC, but he's built it up. We'll see if he can keep it going. I think that's always the challenge, but I don't see why they can't if they're serious about basketball down there now.
Well, and you said they're more serious about it now with what they're going to be willing to spend for him in terms of NIL and everything else.
Absolutely.
And so it's not even relevant anymore. You've built it back to a point where it's destination. You don't need to leave Florida for another job, Blue Blood or whatever else, you can be Billy Donovan and do it right there. And you've already got the equity that is a national championship very early on in your tenure. Like what this he's got this thing hot. This is about striking while they. I mean, my gosh, to be able to do it that quickly and with somebody we were questioning literally, I don't even know if he's good. And Florida's going after him to do that as quickly as they did. I mean, he just struck at the right time, and he had the right team. And man, you talk about if I'm Billy Donovan, I'm a little bit maybe a little bit jealous because frankly, he might have been looking at that as anytime I'm ready to step down from the NBA, I can go slide back over to my Florida spot. They'll have me for the rest of my life down there. They've moved on now. They got another national champion.
That's right.
And he's young.
That's right.
And why would they let him go?
Yeah.
Why would they let one of the quote-unquote blue bloods take him?
Yeah.
They can pay it, and especially now with you know with where they are, where they're going to be with the money and everything else.
Yep.
But they're set.
Absolutely right. Absolutely.
I mean,
right.
These guys are all roster managers too now. I mean, it's a different gig than when Donovan bounced out of there. I would say. I mean, he's the old ball coach kind of dude.
Yeah, you had a manager roster, but it was a different way. I mean, right. I think you know. The NIL piece of it is not as challenging. I think really what makes it challenging, it's the lethal combination of the NIL and the ability to enter the transfer portal an unlimited amount of times.
Mm.
So it's like a guy can literally just leave, right? A guy can literally just leave. Like back then, you could say if you're a coach, well, you know, he still has to make a decision. He still has to either like deal with what I'm saying and do what I ask him to do or sit out a year.
Right.
Sitting out a year is a punitive thing. Those days are gone.
Yeah.
So it is different in that regard. There is no doubt about that. But Todd Golden seems to have done a good job figuring it out. So, hey, figure this out. You need a checking account that makes managing your money easy. Leaders Credit Union offers checking accounts with no monthly fees, no minimum balances, and convenient mobile and online banking. Whether it's earning generous interest with Champion Rewards or enjoying a simple account with Champion Free Checking, they've got you covered. Experience the ease and flexibility of a Leaders checking account and discover your financial champion for life. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to open yours today. Leaders is federally insured by the NCUA. Jason Fitz next. All right. No Jason Fitz today, it sounds like. That's all right. We'll catch up. One thing we have not yet talked about today. What a blessing. We have saved it, man. We have rationed this off. I don't know that it was necessarily unexpected. But it still was reported yesterday by Hitman Hoops that Memphis has removed themselves from the mix for All-American transfer guard P.J. Haggerty.
Yep.
Now, a week ago, they were staying in the mix, right? They were still staying firmly in the mix. They wanted to leave the option open that if in case, you know, there was a world where he had an epiphany and he decided I'm going to come back for – you know, less money or whatever the case may be, that option remained available to him. But Hitman Hoops reported that things would have to change drastically for Memphis to get back in the mix. He added that the $3 million offer that Memphis had prepared was the highest guaranteed amount, interestingly, among Ole Miss and NC State. And as of Sunday, P.J. Haggerty had yet to make a decision to any staff, but he was crystal balled.
Highest guaranteed. We must mean the others are incentive laden or something, and
must.
But still, so much more attractive that you wouldn't take the three that are guaranteed. That's
yeah,
the highest guarantee.
Yeah, I mean that's what it must mean. So that he's taking another offer from somewhere else that's less guaranteed money. Maybe the ceiling is better. I don't. You know, that certainly seems possible. But yeah.
Well, if that's the case, you should move on. If you're that close,
mm-hmm.
If you're giving him the most guaranteed money,
yeah.
Then you should move on. Something I brought up last week. Like at some point, you have to, because remember, PJ was still asking for four, still asking for 70% at point guard, of the time at point guard. You've now brought in Sincere Parker and Doug McDaniel. You can't give PJ Haggerty 70% of the time at point guard, which he wants because he's trying to prove to the NBA he will still have to after he gets done with his, you know, NBA workouts and everything else this go around. He's got to prove he can do it at point guard. And you can't tell Doug McDaniel now only you're only playing there 30% of the time when that's what he's done his whole life.
Yeah.
So you needed to move on. And frankly, we said it at this point, and it was probably true last week, even when you still were in it or you know, whatever, however you want to phrase it.
Mm-hmm.
Dane is the more important piece to have back
right.
With where your roster is.
Right.
Keep in mind, P.J. Haggerty also had 100-plus turnovers last year.
Yeah.
You going to put him at point guard 70% of the time? What's that going to look like on for a program that literally it's been your Achilles heel for the time that Penny Hardaway turnovers? And it was again this year. So it'd be a bad plan at this point to bring him in, throw him in there, what's a log jam now on ball. You should move on. You should be out. This is good news. Memphis is doing the right thing here.
Yeah.
And I realize we all got maybe even some emotional ties to PJ because he helped you win some big games.
Yeah, he did.
This is a good year.
Yeah.
You know, what he did. But this is the nature of it, and there shouldn't be feelings at this point because clearly P.J. Haggerty is not having any for you. It's transactional now.
Yep.
You've either, you know, get with it or get hit with it.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. You don't have to like it. It's the way college athletics is. And it's smart now, smart business for Memphis to move on, focus on the business that is, you know, trying to get this waiver for Dane Danger.
Yep.
I like it a lot. I like the team a lot more if you got Dane. Penny's done, based on where he started, having to wait that long for P.J. Haggerty before P.J. put his name in, he's done a good job here filling the void.
Yeah, that's...
Because he didn't get to start from the get-go.
Yes. That is the key, right? That is the key.
It's very important. Otherwise, you're in for the biggest fish at the very beginning, John. So you start in the race late to put together what he has with the backcourt that he does that late after you just say, you know what, we ain't getting P.J.
Right.
This guy's going in the portal.
Right.
Well, now we got to get going on replacing him. You did all of that after, for the most part. It's a pretty good job at that point in the game. In the does it mean it's a top 25 team? No. Might be, though, with Dane Danger in the middle of it.
Yeah, I mean.
Off top might be.
Yeah, it is unfortunate that, because you kind of hope that, all right, hey, man, you came to Memphis and you were second team All-American. Like, you kind of hope that would be enough to. You know, especially when the money was right, you'd hope that would be enough to attract him for a second year.
How about just do us right in the sense that, John, you and I said it was smart business right after the season ended.
Yeah.
That PJ should get in the portal.
Right.
He might set the market. So how about you just do that, and it gives us a chance, right early on, gauge how it's going to be with you, but more importantly, get on some of these other guys that went off top, some of the when the selection is full in terms of the transfer portal. He made you wait.
Yeah.
Keep that earmarked. Put you behind on guys maybe that you could have had.
Yep.
It's a solid job considering how you had to wait. I guess you were behind the eight ball there. You didn't have any choice. I don't know. But, I respect what Penny's done because at one point I'm sitting here saying, man, this ain't even worth it no more and you can't keep these guys.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do this anymore. I don't like replacing 10 or 11 every year, but to have to, for what we can see on paper so far, we know that doesn't mean anything till you get to February based on what we saw 2 years ago, but looks pretty solid considering everything you had to do to kind of wait, play the waiting game with PJ.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
Come on, man. You're telling me that's the most in guaranteed money and he's still saying no? He's not back already?
That's what Hitman Hoop says.
That to me is a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm factoring in, okay, maybe their incentives get you higher, whatever, the ceiling's higher on those offers. But come on, if the guy's guaranteeing you three, you know how tight things are at Memphis already.
Yep.
And you should trust Penny Hardaway at this point.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, the fact that he hadn't already locked in, absolute all everything you need to make the decision, it's time to move on.
Well, and again, you know, the truth of the matter is that you've already built the roster a certain type of way. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. You can't tell Doug now. I can only give it to you 30% of the time.
You
could figure it out, but then what do you have chemistry-wise, John? What do you have when P.J. Haggerty's folks are saying, we ain't got it 70% of the time like he told us, right? Because Doug's got it 50%, and you want it to look more like it did with Tyrese and P.J. because it's the best thing for the team. That's where chemistry can go, right? That's what we saw 2 years ago.
Yep.
So may as well move on now because you got one that can do it in Doug.
Yep.
And Sincere is a scorer. We'll see. I mean, you know, this level, he should be fine. I get that it's transactional. I'm the one telling you that for the folks that are attached to P.J. Haggerty, but this does seem disrespectful. Bro, he made you into a second-team AP All-American.
Right.
Like, I realize it ain't just you. It ain't just Penny Hardaway touching you when you become that. You had a heck of a season and contributed to that. But come on, man, they opened the doors for you.
Yeah.
And yet they're offering you most guaranteed. He's doing everything he can for you. You're still not signed up.
Thank
you. Deuces.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Because he's going to turn the ball over another 80 to 100 times next year. I can tell you that right.
Yeah,
now.
No, I mean, I think you feel good about what you did, right? I mean, you come away saying we met.
Well, for
the number that we talked about, I mean, that's really all you can do as a program.
Well, and you also, there is another benefit to it, because that's what Penny Hardaway can tell the next one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm sure he's told some of these guys, is look what P.J. Haggerty was on a loser, you know, putting up numbers, inefficient numbers, didn't mean anything, and look what we made him to in this system. So now that is a part of your pitch.
Right.
And I realize that the start of that pitch has to be some zeros after a dollar sign now. That day and that has changed. But having that, I turned this guy into an AP All-American is equity for Penny.
Yeah.
Can help you in all those situations. So you get something out of it, you know.
Yeah.
The fact that even though he's not returning and you're not having him back on something that you once envisioned could be him being the centerpiece of, but you absolutely still get the benefit of being able to tell the next one, I did this. I turned guys into better players. They have, you know, banner seasons under me.
Yeah. I mean,
that can help you going forward. And I'm sure already has with the guys that he's gotten.
Yeah, I called it like residuals is kind of how I thought P.J. Haggerty's second team All-American season would act and behave as a, you know, for the University of Memphis. Yeah. It's a residual. It's an opportunity, you know, to say to that Doug McDaniel or whoever it might be next year and the year around, like, hey, best year, you know, Tyrese Hunter, I throw him there too. Like, he had his best year as a guard at Memphis, you know,
yeah.
Percentage wise and points wise. So, you know, again, I would almost leverage the weakness of the AAC in my favor. I would say, you know, you have a chance to be a top five seed here, and you get a chance to beat up on people's heads who aren't on your level. I mean, just, you know, point blank, you know, that's got to be appealing. Because some of these guys it might be their last year before they go to the NBA, and they want to get their numbers up as much as possible, like anything. Like, and you're on, you know, you still are on ESPN,
mm-hmm.
you know, on Sundays, right? They're on Sundays, but they are on ESPN. So, you know, you don't feel like you're jumping into the void here. You don't feel like you're devolving into the abyss at Memphis, and you can run your numbers up. You know, it's a real pitch. And again, Memphis gave him $3 million. Like, they offered him $3 million. He didn't want it. What can you do? Like, sometimes you walk away from negotiations and you might say, man, we probably could have done a little more. I think if you're Memphis, you walk away from those negotiations very confidently saying, we truly did everything we could possibly do to keep him here, and it was his choice, not ours.
Well, also, if the money, like you said, was separate from the budget and
yeah.
just for him, guess what? That money can now go back to the people who gave it to you.
Oh, yeah.
And you tell them, John.
Next year.
Exactly. You tell them, you know what, we're not going to use your money when it's yep. not worth it. That's what you tell them.
Oh, yeah.
Now, obviously, you're in a situation where P.J. doesn't want your money.
Yeah.
But that it goes to, man, we're not going to do that, and we can't do it to you every year. That's something
that's
you spend
right.
again to whoever it was, Bill, whoever threw that money, that $3 million together. You tell them that's our – we're not going to, you know, keep breaking that glass.
That's right.
If we don't have to.
That's
that
right.
makes them feel better about how you're taking care of their money.
Yep.
And so they, you know, that's what I'd be spending at them if I were Penny. You know what? Well, we needed to move on from this guy.
Yeah.
You know, and that money goes back to them because that, as you said, that's separate from the 4 to 5.
Because the reality is that this particular
we'll
cycle
need it for the next time,
you were kind of limited in that because you had this outside money that was stepping up to the table, and they were stepping up to the plate, and they're saying we'll give PJ 3 and Dane 2, but it was earmarked for those guys. And so you really couldn't, with the money that you had from everything else, you really couldn't even go after big fish in this cycle because you had to wait on those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Your money was spoken for, right? And that's what we were wondering, like, man, like, where are all the names? Like, where are all the guys from Memphis? And the truth is that they had a situation where they had two possible returners in PJ and Dane, and they had to sell out for those guys. And next year, they will probably not have to do that. Next year, they will be able to enter the portal, hit it running. We got $5 million. I don't know if it'll be five. It might be three. Whatever. But we got $3 million. Who won it? Like, who wants to be our $3 million man, you know, in 2026? I mean, that's how you would do it. I'm not saying that it would exactly look like that. But yeah, I mean, you're not spending it on PJ. So it's going back to the economy somehow, some way.
We got to get to a point where it's not 10 or 11 every year, though.
Yes, agreed. It's not possible.
You can't keep doing this.
It's not possible to win.
It's not sustainable.
Yeah.
Have good chemistry every
yeah.
year with that many new guys.
No, it really is. It's like a crapshoot every single year. And although Penny has rolled sevens on the come out, you know, this year, you know, at the beginning of last year, you know, sometimes you are going to get the snake eyes.
Hopefully the Tedfords, the Ashtons
yes.
will address some of that.
Exactly. That's all you can hope for at this point.
Yeah,
it really is.
Did Curtis make a decision?
He's visiting Miami.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's a decision, but he is visiting Miami. And
I only saw him as sort of the point guard of the future, if you got him.
Well, the first-year head coach, that kind of feels like one where, you know, you may absolutely see where that could go. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, there you have it. P.J. Haggerty in Memphis. Seems like it's over. It's done. And you know, we'll see where if there's any. I guess at this point, Memphis is just waiting on Dane. Like and you know,
we survived pretty good post David Jones. There was a time when we were worried about it, like John's worried about AI and its takeover.
Yep,
we got PJ Haggerty. Everything was fine.
Exactly,
everything can be fine.
Exactly,
post PJ Haggerty.
All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, Artie Turner FM, ESPN. Time to get right for the summer. Do it at LA Fitness. Get in your best shape yet. I was there on Sunday. It was awesome. Had all the equipment that I needed. Had the stair stepper. Had the treadmill. Got the free weights. Clean facility. And when I wrapped up, I hit the sauna. I mean, it really paid off. It felt great. And LA Fitness is going to fit right in your life the same way. You can check out LA Fitness with a free 3-day guest pass. Just visit LAFitness.com. Click on free pass to register and get your 7 Memphis area locations to choose from. So you're probably always close to one wherever you are. LA Fitness is awesome. Again, keep it simple, but the simple is good. Clean facility, great equipment. You're going to get results. Join today. Again, that free day trial. Visit LAFitness.com. Join for zero down, only $24.99 a month. Single club membership to visit all clubs, $29.99. Join now for $24.99 per month, $59 annual to access any single club in the Memphis area. Membership auto-renews and requires first and last month's dues at joining. Additional terms and conditions do apply. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Shedeur Sanders says he's wearing 12, like his mentor Tom Brady.
Oh.
Salute.
Your mentor didn't even select you in the draft.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Do you think someday that 12 will be retired across the NFL?
Can he not wear his dad's number as a quarterback?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What was Deion's number?
Was it 21?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Just making sure.
Yeah, I don't think so. But it's 12.
12 be retired just from the whole league?
Yeah.
No.
Isn't there like isn't Bill Russell's retired or no? Mm. Are any numbers retired? Maybe not. Maybe I made that up.
Is Jackie's? And we just wear it on Jackie Robinson Day? Does anybody wear it?
Yeah, Bill Russell's is retired, number 6.
Okay.
Can't wear it. First time in NBA history but of course he had to die for that to happen, I think. Jackie Robinson's and Wayne Gretzky.
Yep.
So I'm saying, Tom Brady makes sense to be retired league-wide. I mean, I don't think he'd ever do it. I think he would say, go, I don't care if somebody wears 12 for the Browns. It doesn't matter to me. You know, I wore it for the pay. I don't think he wants anybody for the Patriots to wear it again. But
I really like what the Major League Baseball does on the 15th of April with that. Everybody wears the Jackie number. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, that is cool. That is a
They all wear
a nice
47
helmet.
On one day.
Yeah.
Or 42. 42 because of the Dodgers and Jackie Robinson.
I think everybody needs to wear one day in the NFL this year. We need to everybody wear 85 for Cole Kmet out of respect to him. What do you think?
Second string, no. I don't know if you should do that.
He's not demoted. He's
Loveland.
Just, his job is the load got taken off a little bit.
He ain't the main tight end anymore, bro.
Yeah. But he's $50 million. I mean, he's cost, you know, not a year, obviously, but
4 years, $50 million.
That's a lot,
some
though.
Of it's not guaranteed, is what it sounds like.
But no, I mean, the idea is for Ben Johnson, the idea is to use him and, you know, to use as many weapons as possible. I mean, he's a part of the plan.
Shedeur Sanders was selected by The Athletic as the Cleveland's best value pick. And when you're talking about a guy who had a first and a second round grade, getting him in round 5, that's easy value, no question. However, the guy might not even be on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
You would think, because of what he brings to the table, the winner he was at Colorado, but they also drafted Dylan Gabriel. I mean, they're going to have two rookies in there sort of battling it out. We said you got Flacco, you got Pickett, you still got Deshaun Watson. How does that work? That's too many quarterbacks. I mean, I've realized Deshaun can be on the inactive, but that's still too many guys. Maybe you do cut Flacco after you just brought him back
because
I think you'd use trade capital to get Pickett, if I'm not mistaken. So And why you would do that and then cut him doesn't make any sense.
But, yeah.
And you're not keep what you gonna keep two rookie quarterbacks, Dylan Gabriel and Shadur?
Yeah.
This number might not even matter.
Exactly.
At some point, because you might not be wearing
the Browns. It's a long shot. It's a long shot. By the way, Brad, does that computer working over there?
It is. Yes.
I sent you an interesting video clip from Penny Hardaway to the 92.9 DMs.
You got it.
And you know we talk a lot about Luka and that trade and Nico, right? And yeah. Universally, it's been panned. Universally, you know, you mentioned the executive of the year list. He ain't on it.
He would be last this year.
But this is crazy.
But Penny Hardaway, I didn't realize this, was on the OG show with Mike Miller as a guest.
Oh.
And this topic came up. And I'm certainly curious to hear what Penny Hardaway had to say about the Luka deal. Let's
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Give it a listen. So much balls. a lot of balls in that conversation. But I respect it. The only thing I would say as a counter to Mike would be, bro, that should have been part of the calculation that Anthony Davis was going to get hurt. He always gets hurt. He is perpetually injured. So the fact that, yeah, I mean, it'd be one thing if, you trade for Donovan Mitchell and he, you know, breaks down. He's been a durable guy his whole career. But you're trading for a guy that literally his nickname is Street Clothes. Like, and we're going to act surprised about that. That's all I would say to Mike if he were here. He's not. But I did find it interesting. Like, I don't know when that was recorded or taped. Maybe it sounds like they were still in the playoffs, right? I do know that if that had been, you know, recorded after the playoffs ended, before they started, everybody would have been like, oh, Nico's such an idiot. Nico's such a dummy. Like, but then you see the playoffs, he loses in five. Now there's like a little more swing to the, hey, maybe he knew what he was talking about unless Luka commits. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think the the particulars of the trade, which are the fact that he was an all NBA guy 5 years in a row, make it unforgivable. Even if he ends up not doing anything with the Lakers, like doing it to them and for them and giving them a chance at a future while you're sitting here and you're begging and praying for Anthony Davis to be healthy. It's just bad business.
Well, it's not just that. You're taking, I agree with 100%, a guy that we used to call Data Davis.
Yep.
But also you're handing it over the entire reins over. Remember, he got to half and half it with Luka last year. You're handing it over to a guy who's 33 years old and Kyrie Irving. And so it wasn't just, you know, if these guys are healthy, you're now asking Kyrie to do more to take over the whole thing when it was him and Luka that was working great. He's now taking over the whole thing. He's 33 years old. That means your chances for injury go way up. And so it's this whole thing about, you know, the trade was for now. It had to be like right now. And the likelihood that they were going to be able to win it immediately was low. Even going into next year, man. Mm-hmm. Because, again, you got to get through another full season with Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving healthy. You weren't going to win it on the fly this year, and you likely weren't in the coming years because the way their careers have gone, good chance those guys get injured. Anthony just on a day-to-day basis, and Kyrie because you're asking them to do more, having shipped Luka off. This is not a 26, 27, 28-year-old point guard anymore who's – yes, has grown as a leader, is ready to take over the team. I mean, Kyrie's up there. That's why his usage rate now goes through the roof. Yep. It was a bad plan. The now was a bad plan because of who it was based around.
Absolutely.
And so there's no – and for the folks that thought because it was so bad, this must be ownership, like you have seen the reporting now from Tim McMahon and from others. Stop. This was Nico. This was personal. If it was the owners, like I had said originally, the new owner telling Nico, do this. You're going to do the axe work for us. If as dumb as we're saying this is, Nico had built up credibility in this league, having again made the trades at the deadline last year. Dallas goes from not contender all the way, what are we talking about, to the finals. Yep. He could have stepped down and gotten another job immediately. Yep. He doesn't have to do somebody else's work. This was all him, and it was dumb. He allowed the personal to cloud his judgment. He did a bad deal with Pelinka, his buddy. Should have got more of a future. You just got, Christie or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even get any picks or anything else. What are you doing?
Yeah.
No. And the future that, I mean, the present that was supposed to be so great right now, it goes out on you immediately.
Literally
in game and then soon after with Kyrie, because now you've put his usage rate up through the roof.
That's right.
That's not what was so good for you last year when he was doing it half the time. You had 2 point guards.
100%.
Why do you think at this point in his career he can handle that? You can put all that load on him.
Yep.
What's he going to do, play 75 games for you and then go take you all the way through the playoffs? Likely not.
Right. No, I mean, even though the immediate returns.
So I don't know what Mike's talking about. I mean, yes, he put him up there to get clipped.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this, perhaps
end his career.
Mike represents Christie, right? So, like, there's, you know, that there is some interest there. Like, he doesn't want
to
kill the
guy.
It
is unfortunate that he didn't have it to work out. But, again, look at the guys he was trying to do it with, and look at what you're asking Kyrie to do now at this point in his career. Just completely take over.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're...
Set up everything.
No, you're exactly right.
And you got to play defense, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, man. But, I mean, again, like, star power in the NBA is so damn important, bro. Like, when you have it, like, it's like angel dust, you know, like you can't lose it, and you certainly can't give it away to the damn Lakers. I mean, this is something we talked about in February. Like, our opinions on this aren't any different than they were in February, but
if there was a bottom five,
Nico's
at the bottom.
Yeah.
Daryl Morey.
Sure.
Yep.
Is up there.
Yep.
Because of what's happened there. Whatever's going on in Phoenix, even though it's Ishbia.
Atlanta fired theirs.
Atlanta fired theirs.
Yeah.
Guys, Kleiman ain't much high. It's pretty low this year.
No votes.
Why would he get votes?
But I'm just saying.
Oh, you're right.
He's got some cushion from the bottom because there have been some awful jobs.
Bad.
Nico at the
world. Oh, that helps the buffer to bottom.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fair.
But what I'm telling you is it's a bottom six, bottom seven type job this year, John.
Yeah.
With the whole coaching decisions and the way that was handled to bring him in the first place and set this up.
Trades.
Stunting Zach Edey's growth in terms of the rogue coach not wanting to play him. You set that up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, well, it's not a good job, man.
Well, and then you have the GM in Dallas, to your point, John. He's saying he had no idea the reaction from the fans. Like, come on, bro. Do you think he believes that?
I think he's just oblivious. He's just willfully oblivious.
It speaks to what you're saying, though, that if that's the case and you don't know,
right. if that's true, speaks to your knowledge of
what do you mean you didn't
anything.
Know Luka had that kind of following in Dallas? What do you mean?
Anyone can see that he's the most popular player, one of the most popular in the league.
Right, right. No, I don't know. Weird deal. We'll probably never know the answer, but I thought that was an interesting, especially from Penny. Penny being on the podcast as well was very fascinating. It's the OGs on YouTube if you want to watch the full episode. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jessica Benson for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.